Hello and welcome to this National Life Skills Academy podcast, part of our series of short introductions to essential life-worthy skills to help guide your way. So sit back and enjoy.
So we're going to talk now about the benefits of getting a really good night's sleep. On average, you are asleep for about one third of your life. Think about that. One third of your life. We understand why keeping fit and healthy is good for us when we're awake, but sleep is just as important. Most importantly, sleep repairs you. It gives your brain and heart time to recover from the day whilst getting ready for tomorrow. Besides that, sleep can boost your immunity, improve your mental health and well-being, prevent diabetes, lower the chances of heart failure later in life. It can also help you organise your thoughts in the day. If you had a confusing day at school, sleep on it. When you wake up, your brain has put those little thoughts and organised them into little drawers, little boxes for you to recall better later. So, sleep provides a great deal of benefits for our body. Most of us need around 8 hours of good quality sleep. Good sleep is effectively the most important stage of sleep. There are four main stages of sleep split up into two categories: NREM, non-rapid eye movement, and REM, rapid eye movement. During NREM sleep, the body builds bone and muscle, repairs and regenerates tissue, and strengthens the immune system. There are three stages of NREM sleep. The first stage lasts only a few minutes. The second can last anywhere from 10 to 60 minutes. And the third, also known as slow wave sleep or deep sleep, usually lasts 20 to 40 minutes. This is usually hard to wake up from. And as you age, as you get older, you get more NREM sleep than REM sleep. During REM sleep, your body goes through a series of changes. These include faster breathing, increased heart rate and blood pressure, and as the name suggests, rapid eye movement. Similar to stage 2 of NREM sleep, this stage can last anywhere between 10 to 60 minutes. During both NREM and REM sleep, we help ourselves. Growth hormones are released as well as proteins needed for cell repair. And this is why they say young people should get more sleep, adolescents especially, because you actually grow whilst you're lying down, whilst you're asleep, whilst gravity isn't affecting your spinal systems. Nervous system function. Is a lack of sleep affecting our memory? It can also lead to mood swings and hallucinations. A good night's sleep strengthens our brain and our thinking capacity. Research has shown that a deficiency of REM sleep can reduce lifespan. Sleep equals life. Well-being. Health issues arise when sleep isn't taken seriously. Heart problems, obesity, diabetes are all medical issues that can be caused by a lack of sleep. Everyone wants a good night's sleep. When we wake up, it leaves us feeling refreshed and happy with a newfound sense of productivity. Unfortunately, the likelihood of getting 8 hours sleep every night without fail is almost impossible. However, that's not to say that you can't get close to it. By adding certain things to your sleep cycle, you can greatly improve the overall quality of your sleep. So routine, for example, getting into a strict, thorough, a manageable sleep routine is key. By staying in a routine, your body will automatically begin to start the process of going to sleep after a certain time. This process gets easier over time and improves the quality of your sleep. Environment. Sleeping in different places doesn't help. In fact, it does the opposite. So make sure you're comfortable within your environment. Soft pillows, minimal lighting, avoid loud noises. Make sure the environment is suitable temperature. Open a window if it's too hot. Put on a jumper if it's too cold. Relax. Before bed, try to reduce brain activity. Avoid screens and high-octane activities and substances like caffeinated drinks and tense films. Find something relaxing that calms you, like reading a very boring book. And of course, you've heard this before, but getting daily exercise is so important. It can make a massive difference to improving sleep patterns, even within a day or two. Look after your body. It's the only one you get, and you want it to last you a long time. Now, of course, the chances of sticking by this every night won't happen. Other things can get in the way, like more schoolwork or the odd party. In the event of such things coming about, there are measures that you can take which will avoid to make sure that your quality of sleep isn't affected that much, like alcohol and cigarettes and other substances that alter the sleep patterns. These directly impact upon the quality and the amount of sleep you get. So, for example, alcohol decreases REM sleep early in the night. But as the alcohol wears off, there's a rebound in REM sleep, which prolongs the REM stage. Taking drugs massively impacts the quality of your sleep. Drugs can, of course, lead to addiction, which can cause a very negative sleep cycle, amongst other things. Various medications can have an impact on sleep. Antidepressants can lead to a lack of REM sleep. Sleeping pills can also impact sleep. They can also be dangerous to people with breathing difficulties and chronic lung problems like asthma. However, as time goes on, sleep will become slightly different for all of us. Age impacts sleep. As newborns, approximately half of their time is spent in REM sleep, and sometimes they might enter the REM stage as soon as they fall asleep. As they get older, their sleep patterns become more stable, similar to that of an adult. However, as we age, we spend less time in REM. Unfortunately, these things at the minute we cannot change. But by getting into a good routine, being in a comfortable environment, and relaxing before we go to bed, we can maximise our chances of getting a good night's sleep. Sleeping disorders are issues that affect a variety of sleeping factors, including quality, length, and reliability. These issues can lead to problems with work or school and social activities. Some sleeping disorders include insomnia. Insomnia affects the length of sleep that we get. Most people will experience insomnia during their lifetimes. Sleeping pills are effective against insomnia in the short term. However, CBTI, Cognitive Behavioral Therapy for Insomnia, is a much better solution. Narcolepsy is a condition that means people fall asleep during the middle of the day, regardless of whether they got a good night's sleep or not. Sleep apnea is the condition of experience periods of interrupted breathing during sleep. Weight loss and not sleeping on your back can help with this condition, but a special device might be required should it be continued. Snoring. Snoring is definitely the most common sleeping disorder. Without treatment, it can lead to a feeling of tiredness, both for you and anyone else who's able to hear it. To better your sleeping patterns and quality, and to potentially avoid sleeping disorders, there are measures that can be taken. Just lying in bed. If you've been at school or work and your brain is going 100 miles an hour, lying in bed awake until you eventually drift off will take longer to get to sleep. Instead, do something that soothes your mind. Maybe something that you know always makes you tired. Napping. Yeah. Try to avoid napping in the day. Short naps under 30 minutes are okay, but only if you're extremely tired. Napping in late afternoons or evenings will decrease the effectiveness of your sleep, so it's best not to nap after 3 p.m. in the afternoon. Thinking negatively before you go to sleep will increase the levels of stress in your body. And once asleep, your body will have to add amounts of stress to try and get rid of it, which affects the effectiveness of your body dealing with its other duties. So in summary, sleep is super important for our well-being. All we need to do is look after ourselves and our bodies will do the rest. And if we do that, not only will the sleep we get be enjoyable, but beneficial to our life and longer life. Thank you.
Thanks for listening. We hope you found that to be informative, and you'll sign in to listen to others in the series. We look forward to any requests or feedback. See you again soon.